hello and welcome to Some Guy and the Bugman Figure Things Out.
Here we are.
I'm Some Guy.
I'm the Bugman.
And I pressed record this time.
Yeah, we're figuring this recording thing out quick. We got it down.
Let me tell you, buddy. So this show is brought to you by The Bachelor Bro Show.
The Bachelor Bro Show, where we watch it so you don't have to.
Exactly.
If you, you know, like the show and need people in your life to be able to talk about it with and they don't like the show, we have a place for you to send them. We have a safe place where they can stay, where we also are a little confused about the events, so we're breaking them down for your average Joe. So that they can talk about it to you at the water cooler, wherever.
The people who don't like The Bachelor, but you're trying to get them to watch it, those are our people.
That's right. That's right.
We know how they tick.
We're on their level.
Send them our way. We'll take care of them at The Bachelor Bro Show. Airs live on Tuesdays.
We
record live on Tuesdays, and we drop the show on Wednesdays. All right. Well, this is Some Guy and the Bugman Figure Things Out, so we're going to figure out things.
Yes, the thing to figure out today, on this day, what to do when you don't.
What do you do when you don't?
What do you do when you don't is the question.
Right.
Number one, thinking's hard.
Yeah.
Especially in the moment. When you have things coming at you, when disaster is at your door.
Yep.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Thinking is not your priority.
Right.
So we
trying to figure this out.
We have figured it out. We have figured out, let's just get a running list going with a battle plan, strategy, options to do. The first one that comes to my mind personally that I am prepared for at any given moment.
Yes.
Meteor shower.
Meteor showers.
Meteor showers. A meteor is coming to Earth, crashes. I mean, number one, obviously, let's just go ahead and knock the low-hanging fruit out. Don't be there.
Right.
Run away.
Get out.
Get out.
Get out. Those things are coming at you like baseballs at a peewee baseball game, just like flying out of the field and hitting your car and whatnot.
No one knows where they're going.
Everybody knows at the peewee game you don't park up next to the fence near the outfield.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, duh, if a meteor's coming down.
Yeah.
Get the heck out of town. What are you doing?
Liking that under a meteor shower.
Yeah.
Just get out of there.
So if you're wondering, oh my gosh, what do I do?
Yep. Number one.
Move.
Leave.
Leave.
If there is an opportunity where you can be not at the place that that's happening, do that. Get away from there.
Yeah.
Option two, speaking of the Pee Wee League, have a baseball bat with you.
Get you a baseball bat.
All of the time. Constantly carrying a good baseball bat with you. Keep your feet planted, grip the handle, shoulders square.
Take care of business.
Let's take care of business and knock the things out of the park.
Show the meteor shower who's boss.
Exactly.
All right, just start cracking them back up at the sky and having them hit one another, fall on somebody else's house. Not my yard.
Not my yard.
Not today, bro.
Not today,
like,
bro.
You know, I'm turning this meteor shower around like the sky thought it was taking me out.
That's right.
No, I'm sending all these packages back.
You can have them back.
The sky's having a meteor shower.
Boom.
Look out, stars.
I'm laid out.
Destroying y'all. Like, if you don't know what to do during a meteor shower,
try
those out.
Try that out. You're welcome for that.
Take care of it.
Number two.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
What in the world do you do when you got to prepare for this disaster? You got to confront somebody in your office.
Oh, man.
And you've done forgot their birthday party.
Oh, birthdays.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You got Janice in accounting who's never going to let you live this down.
Never.
She's going to hate you for the rest of your life.
Yep.
Because you didn't bring her some little $5 candle or something for her birthday or her kid's birthday or something.
Yep.
You've got to know what you're going to do.
Yep. You need projections on the Smith Project.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. Because you done forgot Janice's birthday.
You need to pre-wrap some erasers.
Yep, that's right.
Or pre-wrap some candles or
something. That's right. Have like flowers in your desk drawer at all times.
Yep, and have a tag that just says "Happy birthday
Happy
to
birthday.
You."
Happy birthday.
You're adequate.
Or congrats.
Mm-hmm.
Just a good old congrats.
You're special to somebody.
You're special to somebody. Also, what I find is instead of spelling congrats correctly, spell it wrong. Like, instead of saying congrats with a T, spell it with a D.
Yep.
So they're kind of off kilter as far as, oh, you forgot about my birthday. They're thinking instead, oh, poor thing, he can't spell.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, really, you want to get the ball in your field, as they say.
Right.
You know, or on your court. And I think knocking him off balance like that with, oh, not only did he have flowers, the poor thing can't even take care of himself. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
I think that puts you in a good place.
Now, equally stressful
yeah.
to forgetting a coworker's birthday party
mm-hmm.
is what?
Well, to me is invoking Almighty God's wrath and having to live through a locust plague.
Now, that would be bad.
That, to me, is one of my top fears.
You got to watch out for this one, folks.
Is to wake up, come outside, my Bermuda grass is just ground. Uh-huh. Like, it's just dirt out there.
Covered with them.
And you look out, oh, there's the locust cloud that's just flying away because they yep. just ate all of my grass. You need to be prepared for that.
And have spare seeds.
And personally, yeah. Number one, open up your pantry. You have all your spare seeds. You have plenty of meat, you know, because, uh-huh. you know, if your body is just not used to eating grain, mm-hmm. what difference does it make if there isn't any? Mm-hmm. So I'm already thinking about, okay, how do I get my body prepared for no grain, a little less fiber in my diet, you know?
Yep.
And maybe...
Do it now. Meat diet.
Meat diet now. 2018, it's time to live a new life.
Mm-hmm. And get a net, you guys. Get a net. You start preparing for that locust plague right yep. now. Get yep. you a net and start getting up on the internet and finding locust
That's
recipes.
Right. That's right.
Talk about recipes. Bug meat.
That's okay? right. A good Listen. Source of protein.
Yeah. You could have dinner right there just with yep. one swing of that net. They're thinking, haha, we've taken all your food. And you're saying, no, you're
That's
dinner,
right.
bro.
That's right.
And when, it's over.
When life sends you locusts, make locust steak.
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
That actually is a good slogan.
I'm putting that on a t-shirt.
I'm taking that.
All day long.
Absolutely. Now listen.
Yeah.
Some days you're going to run out of staples.
Yo.
And you're going to be thinking, man, I wish there was a locust plague.
I've been there.
You know? You're thinking, wish a meteor would take me out.
Yeah. Like, I have 10 papers, and they're going to go all over the place if I don't have some kind of fastener.
You got to get in the car and go all the way yeah. to Walmart.
To Walmart, okay. to wherever. I mean, when that happens.
Have an office supply contingency plan.
Yep.
Okay? You don't yep. want to be in the meteor shower equivalent of sitting in an office trying to borrow staples from
That's
somebody.
Right. That's right.
Because you've got to go and ask them for them, and they may not give them to you.
No.
Okay, so you need to plan out who you can borrow from and keep in mind who you've borrowed from recently.
Yeah.
So that you know exactly who yeah. is not going to give you a hard time about needing some staples.
That's right.
Okay.
You want to set up a barter system with them, but you don't want to get on their level. So just borrowing the one thing every once in a while, you're still above them, you're still superior, but you still have this trade, this barter ecosystem yep. going on between you. I think that's perfect. You know, honestly, Badger Stampede. Yep. I know we don't say that enough, and that's our fault. We don't bring that up, and we plan on fixing that. Like I said, new year, new us.
Mm-hmm.
Badger Stampedes is a real thing. It happens all the time.
Listen, those dudes don't care.
No, they don't give things.
You ever seen them stand in the pictures? They're just, you know, come at me.
Yeah,
and
all the time.
They'll take you out. They'll scratch your eyeballs off.
And they're going straight to the gym. Like, whenever yeah. a stampede comes in town, they're going straight to the gym, get swole, then they're coming for you.
Yep.
And in my opinion, what I need to realize in that situation is my limits. What
mm-hmm.
can I not do?
Right.
You know, I think we have to remember that. And for me, maybe I'm not the best organizer. So maybe in that situation when the new government arises and comes out, maybe I'm not going for the governor or mayor or Kaiser or whatever that official position is.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to step down to be like the bread maker of the village mm-hmm. or something like that. Something that's more attainable. Yep. Know your limits, people.
Exactly.
Know your limits.
Yeah, you got to. Because if you don't, listen, if you don't know your limits,
mm-hmm.
you're going to set off towards that meteor shower.
Yeah.
Trying to really fight that sucker. Maybe yeah. you're not a baseball guy.
Maybe you're not.
Okay?
Yeah.
Listen, I can't jump.
Yeah, I can't either.
I know my limits.
Yeah.
I can't jump.
Right.
So no basketball-related office parties are going to be planned in my lifetime.
Yeah.
At least not
yep.
by me. I will be embarrassed.
Yeah.
I know my limits there.
That's okay? right. I know, you know, personally, I've had my boss come in looking for projections into the whatnot and wondering why this report, that report's yep. not done. I have the I can't type very quickly card all the time.
Right.
And I get on my knees and I cry. Sometimes I curl up in a ball because, you know, I'm obviously prepared for this situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's been bothering me. It's been troubling me since birth.
Yep.
that my typing speed is not adequate.
Who knows what Guam is anyway?
Not me. I've never been there.
You know,
so
gross words per minute?
Yeah, something like that. Something like that.
Who needs that? But I mean, you got to know your limit. I mean, but still, I mean,
yeah,
Guam.
You make him feel sorry for you. Make your boss really question why he even came in there and asked.
Yep.
For the report anyway.
Exactly.
And you've avoided the disaster.
Mm-hmm. The other thing is, you're going to have to, when the world ends.
Yep. It's
you
coming.
You got meteor crashes.
That's right.
You got badger stampede.
Badgers, locusts.
You got locust plagues. And you've made plans for all those things.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
There's a limitation.
That's right.
Here. When all the money's gone,
yeah.
It's all burned up,
yeah.
You're going to have to find a currency.
That's coming.
You're going to have to determine what is going to be good to trade with other people mm-hmm. for goods and services.
Yep.
And it's worth thinking about that now, folks, because
yep.
money's going to be gone.
That's right.
Okay.
Personally,
I keep
apple seeds.
Mm-hmm.
I know someone who has goats, so
yep.
I save goat pellets because of methane, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case.
Yeah.
I save pine cones,
mm-hmm.
pine needles. I mean, I just have a massive stash of everything I can find because when the moment comes and someone's going around asking for goat pellets,
yep.
what do I have? I already have the thing that they're asking for.
Mm-hmm. You got them loaded up.
You're ahead of the game.
Exactly. And listen, your currency, whatever you pick,
yeah.
it might not be end up being the thing, but let me tell you something. If you've already got a whole bunch of it,
yeah.
you've got more reason than anybody to say, hey, why don't we start using all these goat pellets I've
yeah,
got saved
that's
up.
Right.
I've got a bunch.
That's right.
I'll just be the central bank and be
yeah.
the rich guy and pass these out,
yep.
you know, when people get jobs and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of thinking, you know, here at my house, we've got a kid. And so we're loaded all up on all sorts of things
yeah.
For kids. Kind of thinking at this point, crayons ought to work.
Yeah, I think so.
Because, you know, you got different colors,
yeah.
different values right
yeah.
there, and there's all kinds of crayons
everyone,
all over the place. Like a Rose Art could be less
yeah.
valuable than a Crayola.
Exactly. I
yeah.
mean, everyone has a story to tell.
Yep.
How can you tell that story if there are no crayons?
Yeah, everybody needs crayons.
Everyone needs crayons.
And if you're buying and trading and selling with the crayons, then
yeah.
you've got a whole economy started.
Absolutely.
And the world has, you know, if the world has ended, now you have sort of an office supply
mm-hmm.
for children, but also a currency.
Yeah.
You need these things.
That's right.
Listen, you also need to form a think tank.
Yes, right.
Because when you're having trouble with writer's block, you need outside ideas.
Yeah.
Okay? You
yeah.
need outside ideas.
Yeah. You know, the first thing I think of is stinky. Like, when I think of the world is coming to an end,
mm.
the world stinking
yeah.
is coming right after it.
Right.
So I am getting a soap mason,
mm-hmm.
I think is, you know, the correct term.
Soap mason.
Someone who deals in soaps and can make them, distribute them, package them. And not only am I their friend, I become their business manager.
Yep.
I can get the soap for free. They pay me in soap. And then also I have access to it so that I can pay other people.
Mm-hmm.
In the soap.
Yeah. Everybody needs soap.
Everyone needs soap.
Mm-hmm. Soap mason is going to be an important type of person.
Absolutely.
To have around.
Absolutely.
Now, listen, I think if you're going to form a think tank, especially if you're having problems in the office thinking up good ideas,
yeah.
invite people who think outside the box.
Yeah.
Okay? Number one, get a millennial with a blog. Okay?
Oh.
These are unique thinkers.
Right.
No one has ever attempted what they attempt in,
right.
in writing this thing, their own personal thoughts.
Yeah.
Get those people in there because they are the real creative folks.
Constantly
and
unique.
Listen, they have time off
yeah.
because they only did 4 or 5 entries in their blog
That's
anyway.
Right. That's
and
right.
And now they're kind of, you know, they're dealing with some stuff. And so
yeah.
they maybe they're cool for helping you. Listen, moms are helpful.
Moms are always helpful.
Get your mom in there and
yeah.
say, Mom, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Here's my situation. And listen,
yeah.
Most moms are pretty darn good with hindsight.
Yeah, that's
what they're
right.
going to do is say, well, here's what you should have done.
Here's what you should have done.
And you'll know better for next time.
That's worth so much.
Yep.
I mean, that is always so helpful. I constantly think about the things that I wish I would have asked my mom to tell me about what I should have done before.
So in our think tank,
yeah,
Millennial with a Blog,
right?
Soap Mason,
right?
Moms,
yeah.
Who else?
Well, I mean, if we're talking about like a badger stampede, a wildlife specialist would be invaluable.
No kidding,
invaluable.
Yes, sir.
Maybe could tell me how to defend myself, or you know, which one. You know, like in prison, you got to punch the biggest guy. Like maybe there's an equivalent in the badger. Like, okay, find the smallest one and yank on his leg or something like that. Like maybe there's an equivalence to it to a badger stampede.
Might teach you to talk to badgers,
and he might know the language. That's yeah, he might know the language.
Valuable skill.
Then I could become part of them. I could be a badger.
How can I learn not to care as much as you do? Or just not to care like you don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. Badgerman.
Exactly. Know?
That's a good one.
In a world where you can't, you don't. You know?
I think that sums it up.
That pretty much sums it up.
I think we figured it out.
We definitely figured it out.
Now, with the, what was the question again? What was it?
What to do.
Yeah.
When you don't.
Yes, what to do.
When you don't.
When you don't. Folks, we've got it figured out. And if you don't, we do.
We do.
Send them our way.
Constantly.
If you know folks that don't, send them to people who do.
Right.
Okay? We've shown you where to start. We've given you the possible scenarios you might have to figure out in your life. It ranges everywhere from the world coming into an end to your boss coming in your office.
Yeah.
And listen, you've got to think about these things.
These things are coming at you quick.
You need to make a plan.
Right.
You need to know your limits. You need to have people that are going to have your back there. Listen, folks, this show is brought to you by the Bachelor Bro Show. We're going to record on Tuesdays. It's going to come out on Wednesdays.
Yep.
My name is Some Guy. You can find me at Chase the Rev on Twitter.
Yep. I am The Bugman. You can find me at Bugman_Bradley on Twitter and also Facebook at Bradley Johnson. I'm pretty sure is how you find it.
And you can find our show at Some Bugman on Twitter
or Facebook.
And that is it for the show today. I think that's a pretty good job figuring out.
Yeah. Thank you, Some Guy.